This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Statistics don't lie. Adverse conditions for children in the home can lead to later health problems in adulthood. In today's Time to Talk, KEDM's Jay Curtis talks with clinical psychologist Dr. Paula Zena of the University of Louisiana, Lafayette.
The Adverse Childhood Experiences Study had, although the research isn't necessarily new, some of the implications of it that we're just finding out. Can you give us an example of some of those?
Well, the study itself asked adults about experiences they'd had as children. And they asked about things that they described as adverse experiences. So it's a variety of things from household dysfunction to abuse and neglect, those sorts of things. And asked these adults about whether these things occurred. Previously, those kinds of things had typically been asked sort of one at a time. What they found with this study of 17,000 people out of Kaiser Permanente in California was that a large percentage of people had actually experienced some of these adverse experiences. Only about 26% of their population had experienced none. But the thing that was, I suppose, one of the things that was surprising was that how many of the adverse experiences people had actually experienced. But the more sobering findings have been the impact of those early experiences on later adult health. Health behavior, risky behavior, and actual adult diseases like chronic obstructive lung disease and cancer and heart disease, things that you don't typically associate with early childhood experiences.
When you think in terms of, okay, my parents were divorced or I was abused as a child, you don't think about that having a connection to disease states.
Exactly. And that's why this is sort of astounding to think that, in fact, what goes on with our young children affects health later on.
How does that affect what we as a society should be doing in terms of healthcare that way?
I think it certainly underscores the importance of paying attention to what happens early on. I think part of the reason why it's getting so much press now is because we have a better understanding of early brain development and the impact of early experiences on brain development and how those experiences can actually set the trajectory for the individual as they go through life. And we are also learning about what happens when bad things happen to people physiologically. And when bad things happen as a young child, our bodies respond and they don't necessarily recover. And so they can have those kinds of physical responses can have long-lasting effects that, in fact, again, set people up for later risk for health problems.
I've also been told that some of these reactions may even continue generationally.
That's something that's very interesting. And that occurs in different ways. For example, if one has been highly stressed, let's take a mother who's highly stressed during pregnancy. We know that high maternal stress can basically, her level of stress, the stress hormones that she has in her body will be mirrored in the stress hormones that her young infant has. And that though the way the body or the brain responds to that those stress hormones as an infant carry through how that child later responds to stress. So that that's sort of a direct effect, if you will, of maternal stress to later childhood stress, ability to respond to stress. I think how we learn what we experience, we know, for example, that if a parent has experienced harsh parenting when they were growing up, they are more likely to harshly punish their own children. Not necessarily, but they may be more likely to do that. So part of it's learned, part of it is a physiological transformation. And then there's also some research that shows that chronic stress, if you're under a situation of chronic stress and the physiological impact it has, that that gets written into the biology of the next generation.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. To find out more, visit KEDM.org.